grimace. In his eyes, Terror waved a white flag.
"I'm afraid Signor Basilica doesn't speak Morporkian, ma'am," said the thin man. "But I will translate for you, if you like."
"What?" said Nanny. "Then how come... Ow!"
"Sorry," said Granny Weatherwax. "My elbow must have slipped."
Nanny Ogg rubbed her side. "I was saying," she said, "that he was... Ow!"
"Dear me, I seem to have done it again," said Granny. "This gentleman was telling us that his friend doesn't speak our language, Githa."
"Eh? But what? Oh, but, really?"
Oh, all right," said Nanny. "Oh, yes. Eats our pies, though, when he... Ow!"
"Excuse my friend, it's her time of life. She gets confused," said Granny. "We did enjoy his singing. Heard him through the wall."
"You were very fortunate," said the thin man, primly. "Sometimes people have to wait years to hear Signor Basilica."
"Probably waiting for him to finish his dinner," a voice muttered.
"In fact, at La Scala in Genoa last month, his singing made 10,000 people shed tears."
"Heh, I can do that. I don't see there's anything special about that."
Granny's eyes hadn't left Henry Signor Basilica Slug's face. He had the expression of a man whose profound relief was horribly tempered by a dread that it wouldn't last very long.
"Signor Basilica's fame has spread far and wide," said the manager primly.
"Just like Signor Basilica," muttered Nanny. "On other people's pies, I expect. Oh yes, too posh for us now, just because he's the only man you could find on an atlas. Ow!"
"Well, well," said Granny, smiling in a way that everyone except Nanny Ogg would think of as innocent. "It's nice and warm in Genoa. I expect Signor Basilica really misses his home. And what do you do, young sir?"
"I am his manager and translator. You have the advantage of me, ma'am."
"Yes, indeed," Granny nodded.
"We have some good singers where we come from, too," said Nanny Ogg rebelliously.
"Really?" said the manager. "And where do you ladies come from?"
"Lonkra."
The man politely endeavoured to position Lonkra on his mental map of great centres of music.
"Do you have a conservatory there?"
"Yes, indeed," said Nanny Ogg stoutly. And then, just to make sure, she added, "You should see the size of my tomatoes."
Granny rolled her eyes.
"Githa, you haven't got a conservatory. It's just a big windowsill."
"Yes, but it catches the sun nearly all day. Ow!"
"I expect Signor Basilica is going to Ankh-Morpork," said Granny.
"We," said the manager primly, "have allowed the Opera House to engage us for the rest of the season."
His voice faltered. He looked up at the luggage rack.
"What's that?"
Granny glanced up.
"Oh, that's Grebo," she said.
"And Mr. Basilica's not to eat him," said Nanny.
"What is it?" "He's a cat."
It's grinning at me." The manager shifted uneasily. "And I can smell something," he said. "Funny," said Nanny. "I can't smell a thing."
There was a change in the sound of the hooves outside, and the coach lurched as it slowed.
"Ah," said the manager awkwardly. I see we're stopping to change horses. It's a nice day. I think I may just see if there's room on the seats outside."
He left when the coach stopped. When it started again a few minutes later, he hadn't come back.
"Well, well," said Granny as they lurched away again. "It seems there's just you and me, Githa. And Signor Basilica, who doesn't speak our language, does he? Mr. Henry Slug."
Henry Slug took out a handkerchief and wiped his forehead.
"Ladies, oh dear ladies, I beg you, for pity's sake."
"Have you done anything bad, Mr. Slug?" said Nanny. "Took advantage of a woman who didn't want to be took advantage of? Stole? The part from lead on roofs and other stuff people wouldn't miss? Done any murders of anyone who didn't deserve it?"
"No."
"Are you telling the truth, Esme?"
Henry writhed under Granny Weatherwax's stare.
"Yes."
"Oh, well, that's all right then," said Nanny. "I understand. I don't have to pay taxes myself, but I know about people not wanting to."
"Oh, it's not about that, I assure you,"
said Henry.
"I have people to pay my taxes for me."
"That's a good trick," said Nanny.
Mr. Slug's got a different trick, said Granny. I reckon I know the trick. It's like sugar and water.
Henry waved his hands uncertainly.
It's just that, if they knew,
he began.
Everything's better if it comes from a long way away. That's the secret, said Granny.
It's